Well, the Hamburg City Council meeting to order on February 13th, 2024 at 1900. All rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone, on the eve of Snowmageddon.
So they say.
Yeah. Yes. I was on a call earlier today with some people from the East Coast, and Boston had closed everything down, you know, public-wise.
Yeah.
And all they were getting was rain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No snow whatsoever. But their New Jersey neighbors already had 4 inches of the ground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
they can keep it.
Yeah, we don't need it. Okay, we'll move on then to public comment. Public comment. Okay, we'll move on to agenda review and adoption. The only thing I would have is to take off the consent agenda and remove from the agenda altogether is the temporary on-sale liquor license for the Hamburg Lions Club for February 17th. Of 2024.
And then Mayor and Council, one update I got for the agenda for the February 2024 claims list. The total amount should be $50,872.53. As you'll see with the individual printout there.
Any other changes to the agenda? Otherwise, look for a motion to approve as amended.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
It's moved and second to approve the agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Agenda is adopted. Look for a motion then to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Chief. Welcome to a beautiful Tuesday evening.
It is beautiful, isn't it? Good evening, Mayor and Council. All right. First on the docket, I want to talk to you about the rehiring or rejoining of Anthony Van Haften. As most of you know, he resigned March of last year. He moved out of town for a stint, and now he's back in town, plans on staying in town for a while. So the fire department is looking to bring him back on. Before you guys move to vote on anything, I just want to put some things at ease that I have found out and I did not know. Anthony Van Haften originally did not pass his firefighter 1 and 2 written exam. And when that happens, that means that he technically does not pass any of it. Chiefs before me did not know. They thought it was, you just take the course, you go through it and you're done. You're a firefighter. They didn't know that it was a pass fail situation. With that being said, Anthony took and passed his emergency medical responder class. So he's EMR certified to do all the medical stuff that we do. So I reached out to a couple training officers and talked to them through the state to see what they recommend. They say because Anthony had 8 years or so on a department, he would not have to retake the entire class. He could essentially go in and test out of the fundamentals and then test out of the written. So he wouldn't have to sit through 2 nights a week. He could just show up to class when they're testing on ladders or testing on hose or testing on whatever. If he tests out of all of that and he passes his written exam, the state will give him a pass and update all of his certifications. So that being said, we had a meeting with Anthony January-ish after I found this out, or we got everything taken care of, which was after the January council meeting. Anthony is on a temporary probation period with the fire department. He is allowed to respond to medicals. He is allowed to drive our vehicles to and from medicals. As far as fire scenes go, he is not allowed to enter any burning buildings, and he is more of a support staff until all of his stuff gets taken care of. I know there was some talk about it here or there, kind of rumor mill running around. I didn't know the whole story until basically January-ish, somewhere in there. But that's what we got figured out. Anthony is okay with it. The state's okay with it. The fire department's okay with it. We're not really in a position to turn people away that are willing to help, as low as numbers as they are. So barring that he doesn't fail any of that, he passes all that, I would look to have him accepted back on the fire department. And when he passes all of his stuff, like I said, right now he's on a temporary probation.
Council, any questions?
I just have one question, Stephen. So do you know how that works with para and all that? Have you?
So para, his, because he didn't, he didn't request a leave of absence or anything, since he resigned, it basically ends at that date. And then once you guys, if you guys decide to approve him again, then it'll start basically today. So he will miss out on that almost 1 year of para, but that's kind of on him. So
I don't see any issue on accepting him back.
No, it sounds like you guys have it all worked out. I mean,
as long as everything is like you said.
Yeah, and like I said, we told him that, you know, go through, pass all your stuff. If, you know, for whatever reason you don't pass your written part the first time, we'll give you another opportunity, possibly two, to get it done. After that, we will say either you can't join or you have to take the whole class over again. So we're making sure we cover all of our ends of things going on. So,
and so I'd then look for a motion to reinstate Anthony Van Haften as a firefighter for Hamburg, pursuant of him finishing his firefighter one and firefighter two.
Make a motion to approve Anthony Van Haften as Hamburg Fire Department as long as he passes his required classes.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve firefighter or Anthony Van Haften for Hamburg Fire Department, pursuant to the fact that he completes firefighter one, firefighter two. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Welcome back.
All right. Thank you. Moving on, I want to talk about the future or possibility of the future of an ice rink here in town. The last 2 years, the department hasn't really done anything. We haven't found a whole lot of use out of it. Plus, last year and the year before, we had a lot of snow. And there was really no good way of getting it, you know, cleaned off and stuff like that. So, and a couple locations it was in under that little park shelter, I don't think worked out as well as we thought it would. It still ended up with more snow in there than we'd like. So I talked to the department and I wanted to talk to you guys. I want to leave it in your hands. In the future, if the city wants to see something, I would look to the city to come up with something that's maybe a little bit more permanent or semi-permanent. And then if the city does choose to do something like that, the fire department will donate time to flood the rink as needed. I know now, and this hasn't always been the case, but the city has that Toolcat and the snowblower and stuff. The city that I work for, we utilize Toolcats all the time in the winter to clean out our ice rinks. You know, with the four-wheel steering, you could start in the middle and just blow everything to the sides, and then you're only ended up with 2-3 inches of snow at the end of your boards if you do something, you know, larger scale that has rounded corners. So that's what I would suggest if something was to happen. It would be accessible by either the Toolcat or the skid steer that the city owns. That way it could be cleaned off easier and hopefully more people have the opportunity to use it. But like I said, I wanted to just, after talking to the department and, you know, last few years that we did it, it was us, you know, getting some 2x12s together and a tarp and, you know, making a makeshift ice rink. I think in the future, if this is something the city wants to do, we look for a little bit better of a solution to do it. But if the city does decide they want to do something like that, the department will donate or volunteer our time to make sure it gets flooded and taken care of. So I don't think you guys need to make a motion or anything on that, but something to put on the back burner.
Can we do something down by on Brad?
I was just
permanent.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep.
Because right now that is
the vacant lots
where your chicken run went.
Nothing we can actually get back for.
Right.
Ice rinks.
I mean, the only thing it's good for is park space or garden space or, you know.
Could be what we could use our ship money for.
And I was thinking that too.
I mean, I guess what does it cost to put up those temporary boards?
It varies. I looked online and it depends on the size. I mean, you could spend anywhere from, you know, $500 to, you know, 30 grand if you want.
Right.
It just kind of depends on what you want. And, you know, being that space over there, that's something that could be temporary, permanent type of deal.
Mm-hmm. Is there a hydrant there?
There is one on Donald. There's, yeah. So each block there should be one.
Yeah, you can look into that.
But yeah, there's all kinds of options out there. Is, you know, just depending on how much money a person wants to spend in doing it. But like I said, if you guys do decide to do something like that in the future, the fire department will take care of making ice. So,
because like even that's a good idea having it down there, because then even if you did make it semi-permanent, that stuff could just stay set up versus putting it down at the park. You're gonna have to remove it every spring and fall.
Yeah. The only spot I thought of down by the park was on the south side of the big shed where the tennis courts, horseshoe pits used to be. My only fear with that is it's kind of behind a building, out of the way. And I worry that there would be vandalism or other shenanigans going on where it's not right in the plain sight of everybody. Right. But that spot down off of Brad Street, I mean, that's wide open. There's nothing blocking it. So that was my only thought, is like, it might be a good spot back there. But at the same time, if it's out of sight, then we all know how kids can be. So like I said, just food for thought.
Yeah.
But I just want to let you know the fire department's stance on that. So if there aren't any questions about that, I will move on. Future truck replacement. I talked a little bit with Jeremy about this. The fire department is going to be looking to replace our grass rig within the next couple years. I don't have a definite timeline on there because you know, we have to have money to buy something, first of all. Some of you might be questioning what's wrong with the grass rig that we have now. Absolutely nothing. Outside of the fact that it's getting a little bit too small for what we use it for. That truck, instead of just being a grass rig, has been more of a quick response vehicle in the last handful of years with the uptick in rescue reserve members. And just members in general that aren't 1,000% comfortable operating a large vehicle all the time. That pickup has become quite busy and it runs to almost every single call. So I talked with some department members and some other things. We'd be looking to get a full four-door chassis. Right now it's the extended cab four-door. If any of you have had an extended cab pickup, you know, it can kind of be a pain in the butt to crawl in and out of the back seat if you're not a child. And I know I've been up here on a couple calls where the three Mockentoon brothers were in that truck. That's a tight fit for those guys. With that being said, I have some plans on how I would go about doing it. Obviously, nothing set in stone. We have to have monies available from the city. I got to talk to the townships first as well. And this is not something I plan on having done this year by any means. But my plan is to, when the time comes, to buy a chassis from whichever brand we decided to go with and not from a fire truck company, because we'll probably pay another 20% extra if we buy it from a fire truck company versus just ordering the raw chassis. I would order it without a box. We're looking at putting an aluminum flatbed on it to save on weight. We would save the tank and the pump that's on this truck. We would take it off and put it on the new truck, take the brush guard, the winch, pretty much everything we can off of this truck and put it onto the new truck to save some money, kind of cut corners on that aspect of things. Talked to a couple people that saw trucks like this, fire trucks that got replaced, very similar to ours, get sold at auction for almost 50 grand. I'm not saying that that's where this is going to happen with this truck. A lot can happen in a couple of years. It could be worth more. It could be less. But whatever that truck would be to sell for would obviously go right back into what we'd be looking to get or back into the budget to account for it. So again, this truck that we are looking to get here in the next, 2 to 3 years, depending on how the timing works, will be used for grass fires, medicals, car accidents. Pretty much every call we go on, this vehicle will be going on. So it's not a one-time or one type use fire truck. It'll be used for everything by everyone. So it'll be quite universal for what we need and what we're dealing with at this day and age in the fire department. So with that, I will answer any questions you guys may have.
Council, any questions?
No, it makes sense. I mean, I get the need for full forward order. I mean,
so that truck is what, 24 years old?
Yes, it's a 2001. So yeah, 23, 24 years old. There's only 13,500 miles on it. So that, but we've put on a lot more miles in the last, handful of years because we've been taking it to everything, prior to, like I said, the last half dozen years, it was basically a grass rig only. We would roll our heavy rescue to all the medicals. And like I said, we have some females and males that are just more comfortable in a pickup. So you load a couple people there and you get there quicker and, more people can follow in other trucks. And that's kind of since COVID, actually, really, that's when we really started going by that model, because we could only put two people inside a building at the same time with COVID restrictions. So
are you seeing other fire departments that are going with newer pickups like this, equivalent to this size of a department? Are they doing the aluminum flatbed thing? Are they going diesels versus gas?
It's between the flatbed and no flatbed. I've seen a mixture of both. The reason I want to go with the aluminum flatbed is it's going to cut down a little bit on the weight. And I don't know if you went to reach in the back of a one ton pickup lately. Right. Any of the new trucks? I'm 6'2", yeah. And I have one of those trucks. I have to stand on my tippy toes to reach anything right in there. So if you go with a flatbed with just, 8-inch sides, everybody can reach in and grab tools.
Right.
It doesn't become, you don't need a step ladder to get into the back of the truck anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my reasoning behind going with a flatbed or something that's lower. Right. So everybody can access the tools and the mm-hmm. pump and
I would appreciate that if I was in the fire department.
Yeah. As far as gas versus diesel, I'm not looking to purchase a diesel. With the diesels they make now, if you are not making money with your truck, if you are not pulling a trailer every single day, I've been warned by mechanics and dealers, do not buy a diesel. Especially for a truck that we would have and it would maybe get 20,000 miles on in 25 years,
right,
we would be paying more to fix it than we would to having a gas truck. The one we have now is gas, and knock on wood, we haven't had any real mechanical issues, some little things here and there, but nothing major. That's why I would 100% go back to getting a gas versus a diesel.
Mm-hmm. This is a ways away, obviously, but I think before, at least entertain this, before you would start taking all the parts off that thing. Yep. I just wonder, like, what's the truck, if the truck's worth 50K now, and if we take all the fire department goodies off it, then is it worth 10?
Right. It's called the skid unit. That's a unit with the water tank and the pump that slides in the back of the truck, gets bolted down. That's all one unit. When we bought that one for that truck, It was right around 10, 15 grand. You can expect that to be about 30 to 35 right now. So that's why I want to keep that one.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as like the lights I would leave on there, I wouldn't pull any of them off because some of the, you know, it's holes in the side of the truck. I'd leave them on there. The brush bumper that's on there, I would entertain leaving that on there because it might not bolt up to the new one. Same with the winch. But the skid unit is definitely something I want to take out of there because I don't want to spend 30, 35 grand on a new one if we don't need to.
Gotcha. So and those don't age out or anything like that.
Not really. I mean, it's a poly tank. So there's no rusting to be had on there. It's a Honda motor on there. Those are pretty reliable motors for the pumps. So even if that motor, you know, takes a crap on us, we can buy a Honda motor for a few hundred bucks versus, you know, still spending that much on a whole skid unit.
Right. Okay.
So with that, and right now the way it sits, it's you unbolt it, you take it out and you slide it in the new one and you bolt it down.
Okay.
So that's pretty easy type of thing to handle.
Okay.
And I suppose realistically with flatbed, I mean, we just bought a pickup for the city, obviously different, you know, body and everything, but we're probably looking at about 100 grand.
I figured by the time everything would be said and done, that's where I figured 100 to 115.
Right. Lights, decals, toolboxes, whatever.
Yes.
Flatbed.
That was just kind of spitballing. Like I said, this is a couple years out. So I haven't even gotten any quotes for anybody yet or anything like that. It's very, very preliminary, but I don't want to show up here 2 years from now and say, we need a truck and we need it now. I want to give everybody time to do what they need to do, ask questions, make informed decisions, go from there.
Yeah. And when it comes to the flatbed, I mean, I'm all for that, especially if you like, you looked into like one of those Bradfords that has the skirts on the sides because your toolboxes are built in and they have the foldable sides up so you don't have to build any.
Yeah.
They're a little bit more money, but they're really nice.
I got a couple guys on the department that said they were interested in being on the truck committee when that time comes. So it's not just me making a decision on what to get. We'll get a few people in on there and get what's best for the city, the department, townships. Best bang for our buck.
Sounds good. Cool. Start planning.
All right. Any other questions on that before I move on? All right. Update on the new Christmas lights. I don't know which way you guys walk to come in here, but all the new Christmas lights have been ordered. They're sitting out in the fire hall in a big crate. Jason did an amazing job unloading them and putting them in there. I had him stack them in there because I didn't know what room was available at the public works building below the community hall. I'm doing some moving around and I might be able to, the way those lights are in that box, I might be able to hang them all up on the wall in the basement without having to store them somewhere else. But in the meantime, there are lights that will be available. And once it warms up a little bit more and the weather gets more consistent, not that it really hasn't been, but we will at that point go around and we'll start taking down all the old brackets. And then they will go with the old lights. So I know the Lions Club had mentioned, you know, they might want some. One or two guys in the fire department said they might want one or two. When we get to that point where we're ready to get rid of everything, it's basically going to be first come, first serve. Whoever wants them can have as many or as little as they want. And when people stop asking me for them, that's when I get rid of them. Like I said before, I'm not in the position to deal with a headache of trying to post them online and sell them and do all this. They're old, and if people want them for their own use or whatever they want, that's fine. When I stop getting asked for them, I'm going to donate them to Green Isle Junkyard. So any questions on that? All right. Air pack frames. So last meeting, council decided to use that monies from the, I forget what it was called, that grant that was $24,000.
Public safety.
Yeah. City decided to use that money towards the purchase of air pack frames. I brought it to the department. that would take care of just about 4 air pack frames, and our heavy rescue needs 6. So with the monies from the city grant and the fire department, we were going to purchase 6 air pack frames to fully update our heavy rescue. I have to place an order for that. I'm going to do that tomorrow. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up before I did it. So, and then Jeremy, you'll obviously know there'll be checks coming in for us to take care of some of that as well. But it's a huge thank you to you guys for allowing that money to be used for that. It's not an easy thing to do, to equip trucks like this with pieces of equipment that cost $6,000 each. And, you know, it's over $36,000 to put 6 air packs on a truck. I mean, that's not easy money to come up with, but it's a big life safety deal to us. And I just wanted to thank you guys for making that decision and helping us out with that. So with that being said, I think that is all I have for this evening. It was about 15 minutes longer than I normally spend up here. But so if you guys have any questions for me about anything at all.
Council, staff?
Nope.
Thank you.
All right. No. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Chief. Thanks, Chief.
Move on then to old city business. Do we have an update on the litigation?
I haven't got nothing else from the attorneys, but from what I understand, just I hope you've seen the kind of a chain of command here that the attorneys at least put together for us. I tried. I think it was Friday, sent out an email. I haven't gotten no response, any update. So basically what we're waiting for is amended easement is what they wanted, because where the catch basin is on the Trebish property portion of that PID, it's 15 feet on either side is what the easement was. So they're supposed to propose an amendment easement for that area because he's concerned about his storage containers. And we haven't seen anything back from them. So I don't know what the holdup is or what's going on. I know our attorneys have contacted his attorneys numerous times and still nothing. So I don't know what... I don't know what the next step is to try to get this closed. I mean, we're right there at the finish line. I just want to get it wrapped up. So I'll continue on our attorneys to keep bugging them to get this closed out. And because it's been over a year now, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. We have an idea what this costed us in the last year for this Pete Dragon. Not on our end, obviously.
Probably a few thousand dollars.
And we have to just wait for this amended?
That or you, I kind of brought up to the attorney and said, what's our alternative? You know, can we go back to court? And they said they can, but then let me start racking up legal fees again. I mean, I don't understand why they can't communicate with our attorneys.
Oh, it's just feet dragging at this point.
Yeah.
It's all, I mean, it's all a spade at this point. I mean, it's just feet dragging. There's absolutely no reason for this. This should be a half a day deal at max, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, the other option is then we unwind the subdivision and we take the whole property. Because it is in our name. The whole property should be in our name.
Then you'd have to go back
subdivided
through more attorney fees and everything. I mean, does that go back to court then, or
no? Court said that piece of property
is ours. So we're,
but we just agreed that we'd give a portion of it to them,
right?
So the deed, the 65 deed, is ours. It's legal. It's binding. We're just being nice partners and allowing the subdivision to go through in exchange for some of the other things. Now, if they want to, like you say, drag their feet and take their time, well, then we go start looking at the route of taking that whole piece of property as ours and going from there.
Good.
I mean, can we have our attorneys tell their attorney, you have till whatever date, or we're going to look into that route?
I'll talk to
our I don't know if it's going to work. He's like, right.
And see if there's some compromise we can come to create a push to get this done.
Well, and for just the people of Hamburg, this extra $1,000 that we're spending on something we can't control. Is this getting pushed back off to him to pay and reimburse then? Since he was supposed to pay for all of these things to begin with? You know,
that's a question that's still kind of up in the air.
Right. You know, we know what it costs to raise 1% taxes in this town. You know, here we just keep every year, it seems like we're dragging our feet.
Yeah, so I wish I had better news, but I will keep on it.
Well, look into what the mayor had said and see what, if that's what we have to do is push back, then let's do it.
Right.
I mean, it's still costing us money either way, so.
Yeah, and I mean, we're getting to spring too.
We're trying to take the high road. We're trying to be a good partner. We're trying to take the high road, but this has been a year.
Yes.
And we've just get, you know, silence on the other end.
All right, we'll move on then to the park bathrooms remodeling. Looks like you've been busy collecting bids, Jason.
Yeah, so for the electrical service, we got a bid from Advance Electric for $48.90. And a bid from Rob's Electric for $68.90. So I don't see any reason to not go with the lowest bid. So that, I think that would be my recommendation.
Okay. Colton, any questions? Otherwise, this is an item we have budgeted for. So just look for a motion to approve and award the bid.
Make a motion to approve the Advance Electric proposal for $48.90 to do the bathrooms.
Second.
Moved and seconded to award the electrical bid of $48.90 to Advance. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Next, we get to look at the plumbing estimate.
Yes, so we received a estimate from Rightway Plumbing for $24,310 and a bid from Swanson Plumbing for $22,400. So there again, I see no reason as to not take the lowest bid.
Colts, any questions? So I would look for a motion to award the plumbing.
Make a motion to award the Swanson Plumbing Company to do the bathrooms down in the park for $22,400.
Second.
So moving seconded to award the plumbing contract of $22,400 to Swanson Plumbing. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Concrete,
Jeremy. Do you want to bring up about the sink on that, or do you want me to?
Oh, we were talking about switching it.
We'll do the concrete and then we'll do the sink. Okay. I added it to the agenda.
Oh, you did.
Yep. So, what we did is we did for the park, and then also for the hall entrance, right, Jason? Is that what we did for the concrete?
Nope, the park is all the same. I mean, it's all the grinder and the hall are separate from the park.
Okay.
The park has the flatwork and the blockwork.
That's kind of dumb.
Flatworks price.
Yeah. The other pages aren't in here. Hold on.
All right, so flat works for part bathroom was 12,523. For flat works, and it was 10,222 for route one concrete.
Do we know if any of these bids, are they prices changing contingent of not getting all bids, or did we inform them that each one was being awarded individually?
They're all separate.
Okay. We did tell them we were going to be all separate.
Okay.
Just that's why Flat Works has three different, that's, yeah, they're all separate.
Okay.
Perfect. They both know that.
Perfect.
So that's the cement work, the Flat Works, and then the brickwork, and the other one was for brickwork, which was the 9560, Jason, is that
correct? That sounds right.
From Flatworks.
And that was Hamburg Park Bath Block.
That's yep. Block, yeah.
That was
yep.
9560.
9560.
Okay.
And then Route 1 Concrete was 4500.
Okay.
Yep.
So.
That's a significant change.
Yeah.
Do we have any issues with either contractor? I mean, are they that hall entrance is the other one?
So are we going to approve these first and then move on to the next?
Yeah, that's okay. What I would say. So to approve the park bathroom reconstruction and the block replacement for the park bathrooms.
Okay.
So for the park bathroom reconstruction of 10,222, and then the block replacement of 4,500 for Route 1 Concrete. They were the lowest bids.
I make a motion to approve the bid from Route 1 Concrete for the park bathroom reconstruct of 10,222 and the block replacement at the park bathrooms for 4,500.
Second it.
So moving seconded to award the concrete work for the park bathroom reconstruction to Route 1 for 10,222 and also for the block work at the park for 4,500. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilor Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulson, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. All right, so then let's handle the park sink and then we can go on to the...
Yeah, so if you look in there, I don't know if any of you are familiar with the bathrooms, the back room, we used to have a big sink in there. We tried to look at all possibilities of trying to keep that in the bathroom somehow. But if you look on the, in here is the remodel layout. And where the south side of the bathrooms there, there'll be a closet area where you can see the mop sink. So what we're thinking is taking that mop sink out and putting a 48 inch
somewhere on there, just
around there,
kind of sink in there, stainless double sink, deep sink, and instead I think it'd be more utilized.
And then I think the old sink we could possibly look at giving to the baseball club
if they're,
I'm thinking. You know, what would be nice would be, it would have been nice if we could have put it in the medium size building, you know, the food stand,
mm-hmm.
You know, but it just, we just don't think it's cost effective because you'd have to run a sewer line,
you know,
and then you're looking at about $5,000-$10,000 just run a sewer line.
Yeah.
The problem is you got the elevations different. And so it's just not a easy tie in. And
yeah,
there's no plumbing available there for that. So the thought is to just tie in a new sink with the park bathroom remodel.
So at least there's something down there.
Yep, that makes sense.
Yeah, and usually when the baseball club has big tournaments and that, a lot of utensils get brought back to that sink to get washed up at the park because they just have a regular sink like that's in here at the ball field. And you can imagine how quickly that gets filled up with stuff. I mean, we can offer to them, and they'll do some cutting of the cabinetry there, but I'm sure they would welcome it.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on that?
No, if you're okay with it, then that's what we'll look at doing.
Up next, the grinder station, electrical bids.
Yeah, so we've got two bids for electrical and one from Advanced Electric for $75.50 and one from Rob's Electric for $58.55.
Council, any questions? Well, they look for a motion to award the bid to either one of these.
Make a motion to award the bid to Rob's Electric for the grinder station for the electrical work.
Second it.
Moving seconded toward Rob's bid for the electrical station of $58.55. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Pauline. Aye.
Councilmember Weber. Aye.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed. Passes. Concrete estimates.
Yeah. So then the concrete. So what we did is we tied the two together. So it was for the wall. the front sidewalk area there for the main entrance on the north side of the hall. Or no, south side of the hall, sorry. On the south side of the hall where the steps are, we need to replace the concrete out front there. It's getting bad, which we budgeted for. So we did that, and for the grinder station, we did them together. So Route 1 came in at $4,636 for them two items, and Flatworks came in at $6,955.20.
Are we going to remove the curb? Because that's what it says here. We remove the curb, otherwise it'll be an added item.
We don't know, and I told both of them that that's kind of an extra
problem
because when we dig it, that's going to... We don't know yet. If it happens, it might be more.
Right.
But we'll have to deal with it then, so.
Any other questions, Council? What was it? Entertain a motion.
Make a motion to award the grinder pump station and pole entrance concrete to Route 1 Concrete for $46.36.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So moved and seconded to award the grinder station concrete work and the concrete work in front of the hall for $46.36. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. We are spending money.
Yeah.
Good thing it's all budgeted.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, move on then to new city business.
The 67.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that one. 679 Park Avenue.
You know, in my opinion, and looking at it, I mean, the outside appearance isn't horrible. I think if anything, it would be the other items on the property that is a more eyesore than the appearance.
I agree. I don't think we can go nitpick every house.
No, I think
and decide what their siding looks like.
We're setting it on like in shambles or
right.
Brick falling off, or you know what I mean? Where I don't know that it creates at least a hazard that I see.
Because once you start
visual,
once you keep nitpicking, you open up the window to everybody then. So,
yep. So, like I said, if anything, spring, the condition of the property, what's on the property needs to be addressed.
Again,
yeah,
trust that annually.
Okay,
Now we'll move on to new city business. Hall rental rate, CPA banquet.
With the CPA, one thing that was brought up to me is, you know, we allow like our companies and we don't charge, you know, Lions or what, but, and the CPA has donated towards hall items. If they would, we would offer them that rate that we offer the benefit rate, you know, which is it 425? 425 versus the full price. So I said it, talk about it at council to see. I mean, they paid for the sound system up there.
I don't see it.
Then, yeah, then yeah. Absolutely. Then,
yeah, they scratched our back. But...
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. We'll do club rate for them. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Move on then to community hall floors.
So last week, floors got a good buff and finish. So they are done. They replaced the entry way on the south side there by the doors, where that was just kind of cut straight. I don't know if you ever any noticed it, but they fixed that so it looks more uniform. And so everything up there's, I think everything's done now, yep. Completed. So we're good for 5 years. Is that what they, every 5 years we should be addressing it?
Cool. Any questions, council? Excellent. Good job. EPA audio visual estimates.
Yeah, so I got an estimate because we've been having some issues with the audio. Here and some of the control panels. So I had EPA audio come out to look at it, see what we could do to kind of try to make this a wireless concept and run everything through the projector to the speakers. And what they are talking about is installing an amplifier. So I did get an estimate from them, which would run about $1,015. And the nice thing with that is everything will then run through the projector. We've been having issues with some of the connectivities there, so we can avoid a lot of that and run it through that amplifier and also get it set up so it's wireless.
Yeah.
So unless there's any objection. And my thought is what we've done before is to use pumps from the cable.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, that's what I would recommend is using, taking it out of the cable phone to pay for that improvement.
You want a motion for that?
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve the addition of the EPA audio visual estimate for $1,015 out of the cable fund.
Second.
So moving seconded to approve the EPA audiovisual estimate of $1,015 for use from the cable fund. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Move on then to council reports. Councilman Pauline.
Nothing here.
Nothing? You don't want to say anything about anything that you walked into when you came in?
No. So the core samples were taken care of. That looks good to me.
Cool. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
I just have a couple of items to make of note if people are interested. Transportation Alliance, which has done a lot of work in helping us get 212 done. March 13th, they have Transportation Day at the Capitol. So if anybody wants to go up there and, you know, say hi to our representatives or anybody like that, they'll have a contingent of people going up there. And then also this Friday at 7 o'clock in Northern America, they're going to have a meeting And that's, and I believe actually it's 7:30. There is a Zoom option. So if people wanted to come in via Zoom, if you want to do it, let me know and I'll forward you the email and go there. Otherwise, I plan on just going into the Zoom anyway too. And then we will get a newsletter out this week. And then the last thing is mayor's in time will be the usual first Monday of the month at 5 o'clock. Because that's all I had.
Just one thing to add. If anybody knows, if anybody that'd like to be an election judge, we're in need of judges. So I need at least one more judge for the morning shift, which is 6:30 to 1:30. And then I need at least two more for the afternoon shift, 1:30 to 8:30.
Is that for both the primary and the general?
It would be all three of them. The presidential, the primary, and the general.
August.
So if you're running for re-election, you can't do it.
Right.
Put that out there for those who maybe may want to do it, but are going to be running for re-election. So. Do we want to recess first or do we want to close it?
We can actually, unless anyone wants to keep it open. I think both want to go to a closed session.
You know, both want to go to a close?
I don't care. I can have it open. I don't care.
Just close the mic.
Yeah.
Take the video. Yeah, just take the audio off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason, you don't have to leave.
I'll have it open. I don't care.
So we're going to do Jason's first one, since that way it
sure. Is
you on the recording.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So we'll go ahead and do the evaluation of Public Works, Jason Buckentine. The PC committee did meet with him last week or the week before. They all blend together. And we went through the process. We evaluated him. Jeremy's got the evaluations here that you can share with the group. And... you know, as I think most people here in the group and is going to say, is he's doing a really bang up job and has moved things a lot further along than I think has happened in recent, at least the recent employee.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
And really to sum it up, I would say Jason is in his first year has mainly exceeded expectations. I mean, basically, to sum it up, is what Jason's done just in his first year of being efficient, productive, and the initiative he takes to do things. I mean, you can see it. And if you haven't, go down and look at the shop. I mean, that's one big aspect. Even just look at the park of redoing the field, putting them nice benches down there. I mean, there's things everywhere. I mean, if you want me to go through it line by line, I don't think we need to, but I just unless give you other members want. But as a summary, I mean, I mean, basically, I can sum it up. If you're looking for a hard worker, you know, we found it. Jason's doing a great job. I mean, even to the floors, he's taking on things that he's never done before. And not only is he doing the research on it, he's doing it and get it done. So I think he's doing an absolute great job. I mean, one of the things I've said, like in his review, is he's the type of employee that makes my job easier. Yeah.
Council, any questions or anything you have? Any questions you have with Jason or the PC committee when we met?
No. Any feedback I've heard just mirrors what Jeremy just said. I mean, the whole town is appreciative.
Look, the best it's had is in a lot of time.
Lost his teeth a lot on the street.
Yeah.
And in here.
Yeah. His snow plowing skills are yet to be seen.
Yeah, that's definitely
it's probably maybe the only complaint I got.
Don't worry about that next week.
I've heard nothing but good things. No snow anywhere.
Yeah.
Not moving any gravel around. No grass is torn up.
All right, so wage part, right?
Yeah, or we can do Jan's and then come back to that. If Jan, if you want to have yours closed, we can close it or...
No, just do it.
Okay, we can do it open. Okay, so we can just...
Okay.
Unless you want to take them individually, however you guys want to.
Do you want to do the wage thing now and then go to Jan, or do you want to wait until...
I'd rather just do bucks.
Okay, yep.
Let's just get right. Buck done. We're on buck.
Well, yep.
Buck.
You can get out of here. Yep.
So you got a dollar at 6 months, correct?
Correct.
And this is considered the annual coming into this year,
right?
Just a couple of months later,
right? And then what we would look at, whatever motion we make, was that we'd backdate it to
right.
January 1st.
Yep. I'm going to throw out $1.50.
I'm fine with that.
I am too.
That sounds good.
Motion? I make a motion to increase his wages by $1.50.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to increase Mr. Buckentine's wage by $1.50. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed.
I'd like to thank you.
Second. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep it up. We're in a good spot. We're in a really good spot.
You have a lot of those bored days.
Hmm?
You got a lot of days that you're just bored.
What have we said? That free time allows me to find more things that cost more money.
That's making sense so far.
All right, so move on then to our deputy clerk.
All right, so jumping into Jan there too, pretty much. Jan meets expectations or has been exceeding expectations. Probably my biggest thing with Jan on board is her accounting skills for me. It's a phrase we will coin as the tick and tie.
Tick and tie.
That's what's been really good. I mean, she comes in. Receipts, everything done that day, you know, or every other day, done, completed. She's always looking to kind of improve day-to-day operations, you know, in the way we do things. And she's very similar like me. We're creating spreadsheets and doing the tick and tie, which you might hear a lot from us. But so I think for me, that's, you know, the biggest thing. You know, probably the one thing was, it's just the start was tough because I was way behind the curve, you know, when Jan jumped on. But now we're getting to a point where we're kind of caught back up and on the level and going through a lot more things, and Jan shaking on a few more things.
Good.
So, I mean, right now, the staff I have now, it's very enjoyable with both employees.
Good deal.
We can just figure out the printer. You know, them odds and ends.
Any questions or any thoughts?
And then I think Kristen, let me bring it.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about PC with the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did talk to our attorney because one of the things Jan brought up was, you know, before too, was holidays. And we kind of discussed that about if we could do selective holidays. So we can do that. It just has to be uniform across the board. So if we say part-time employees get Thanksgiving and the day after and Christmas Eve and Christmas Day is kind of what we talked about in the PC meeting, we can add that to the handbook. But then it has to be uniform for all part-timers. You can't just do one employee and not another because we have a, you know, part-time seasonal. So then if we did do that, it would have to be for Jan and for Steve or whoever would be in those positions.
And what holidays were discussed?
Well, what we talked about is where it takes hours away is when we have 2 days off. and kind of what we talked about, that comes Thanksgiving and kind of Christmas, because you got Thanksgiving Day the day after Christmas, and then you have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day that we close. So the thought was, is whenever there was like back-to-back holidays like that, that we would look at. But you could do whatever you want, I guess, as long as, it, like I said, it's uniform across the board for,
you know. Would it be easier to come up with a floating holiday schedule for part-time employees? Like, just, you have this many.
Oh, yeah.
Adding, so you get 4 days or something?
Yeah, 4 or 5 days, whatever, to come up with that way. It's. Does that make sense?
How many honored holidays are there on a typical banking holiday? 9?
I think there's 11 now.
11.
Which in the team? 11, I think.
9 in the private sector.
So yeah, or that could be an option too. Is it
like you get to pick 4?
4 floating holidays.
And then just make that amendment into the handbook.
I think that would be acceptable. I'll double check on it, but I think that'd be acceptable as long as it's uniform across, you know,
right,
the board.
Because then on a year, just per se, it falls on a weekend. Would that possibly prevent?
Well, then you could take it.
Well, right, if it would be observed on a different day.
Yeah, so like if the holiday's on a Saturday, the Friday is off.
You guys automatically get 2 days off no matter what for Thanksgiving and Christmas, regardless of where it falls.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving's always the same, right? Thursday, Friday.
Yeah,
Christmas is kind of that where you can get into
Friday
that.
Or Monday.
Yeah.
Got it.
Or even a Monday, too, you know, the day after, because
Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, or the Friday, Tuesday, or you know what I mean, where you can get into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that one moves around, but that's the only one you would have that where it would float around like that.
And the thought behind doing something like that was because if there's like Memorial Day or July 4th or Labor Day, the ones that only have one, we can still get the hours that we've agreed that we want to have the deputy quit work in the other 4 days. It's just when you truncate it to 3, we're not open long enough in the course of a day to do that.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So that was a thought. I mean, if we want to explore the floating holidays, then I would say let's do that and then make a decision on holidays at the next meeting. Otherwise, we can still do, if we want to do anything with wages, we can still do wages tonight. Because if we do decide to use any type of holiday schedule, well, Christmas and Thanksgiving are many months away.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I like the floating holiday thing. Where
I think that gives everybody more flexibility.
Right.
I guess in my mind,
because if you wanted to work the day after Thanksgiving, but have maybe 4th of July, 2 days off, I don't know.
Well, and I guess, I mean, if we're going to make it fair for everybody, I mean, if we go floating versus just pick certain ones where our seasonal guys might not ever have to use those, you know, where he now can.
How does that work then with seasonal? If that would be his month off, December, and we did Christmas, does he still get paid?
You would have to pay him, yes. Because it's got to be
equal.
You know, equal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uniform.
Which makes sense. I get that.
Yeah.
But if it was floating, then he could pick 4th of July.
Yeah.
What if it's like just say some kid worked from June to August. So you'd have to pay him then or what? Okay.
Yeah, that's why I say she said it's got to be uniform.
Okay.
There's all technicalities too. Can you say, well, you got to work at least 20 hours a week or?
Right.
I mean, I can look at that too. Right.
Well, like with the floating, then, I mean, like the guy that gets, you know, the seasonal guy that gets it off Christmas in January, he doesn't qualify then for those, right? Because it's floating. So he can pick 4th of July, right. Memorial Day.
He could pick whatever.
Juneteenth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, I mean, I guess you have to ask the attorney if that's even possible in a floating holiday schedule. Because, I mean, if he's essentially laid off, we're not going to pay him for a holiday when he's technically
seasoned.
But,
technical.
Yeah.
Issue.
Well, why don't we do that? Why don't we see if we can go the floating holiday route? Because I think that, like you said,
yeah,
Mitch, I think that'd be a little bit cleaner.
Yeah,
I think that
you can kind of choose, nitpick what you want.
So it comes down to
wages. Is there any thoughts on what we would want to do with that?
I'm going to propose, I heard you last meeting, or, you know, the last review when it was kind of a, and, you know, and what we did with the last one. And I do agree with you. I don't really want to set, we set a precedence there that I wish we wouldn't have set, hindsight being 2020, but I think, a dollar now. And I think moving to some kind of a floating, I feel like that's a good compromise. That's obviously my opinion. But I think moving to floating holidays and a dollar is kind of where I'm at. I
would agree with that. We're giving and taking a little bit there. I agree with that. I second it.
So is that a motion? I'll make that a motion. Yes.
Councilman Poplar second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Then your motion included also the floating holidays?
Yeah. Yep. Whatever we decide. I think we'll decide something. It's just, is it going to be holiday or will it be floating holiday? But I think we're all in agreement that.
Yeah.
That's definitely something to move forward with.
Motion's been made and seconded to increase wage by a dollar.
Yes.
And also include some type of holiday schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Just a couple more things real quick before we wrap it up tonight. So there's a listserv that I'm on as mayor, and same like that Jeremy's on, and Jan can get on, and Jason can get on. There's a question floating around right now, a listserv, if any municipalities are considering to creating a municipal dispensary. I didn't even know that was an option. So not to say we're making a decision tonight one way or the other.
How much money will it generate?
We need a fire truck.
We need a fire truck, you know, and taxes are high. I'm just saying.
Well, that something back that... of that park bathroom could be remodeled.
There's some nice black soil around here.
So I'm going to be looking at what these responses are and what people are actually doing. And because I didn't even think that would be an option.
And instead of the hamburger liquor store, it'd be the hamburger weed store.
Yeah.
Birthday cakes we sell.
Yeah.
And Tim will bring his other store in the town.
Yeah, these are too high.
And then the only other thing is, just be aware that over the next, 6 to 8 weeks, we'll be having our independent audit going on. And so Jeremy might be a little busy. So if there's some delay in response time, just know that that's going on for the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, it's on. That's third next Tuesday.
Good.
Well, actually, it started for me already, but so either that's the delay or public data access request.
Right. With next that
council meeting, were you switching that or no?
No, we have it the 12th so we can stay on schedule. So what is next council meeting is Miller's has their safety meetings in 12th and 13th. I'll just figure out how to set something up for council meeting that we can use with in conjunction with Miller's staying set up too. So because we want to stay on schedule for the Brad Street project.
Oh,
I don't want to delay that anymore. Because I was going to look at moving that meeting a week later, but then it don't give us enough time to publish, you know, to approve bids of April 9th. And I think we'll want to approve bids.
Yeah, ASAP.
I mean, as you've seen, gas has been inching up again. So
yeah, sure.
I don't want to delay it anymore.
Excellent. Anything else for the good of the council? Otherwise, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for February 13, 2024 is adjourned at 2010.